says in the Pasuk, Vayidoim Aharon, even though that his sons died, Vayidoim Aharon, he was quiet. So the side points out, he could have said Vayachish Aharon, that he didn't say anything. So he says that very often a person doesn't say anything, but you can see that it's affecting him very much. He's very upset about it. He prefers not to talk. That's one madrig, better than nothing. But Yadid, Vayidon, it means it didn't affect him at all. In other words, he realized this is the Ratzon Hashem, and therefore it didn't cause him to have a whole state of frustration, whatever you want to call. He accepted that this is the Ratzon Hashem. This is a goal that we should try to strive for. Rabbi Zetzer said about his father. His father was a very wealthy man, and the Russian government was very unstable. Everybody was nervous how to protect their wealth. So some converted into this, some converted into that. His father converted everything into cash. And it came one day, and the government said all the cash were being mavato. So basically, all his wealth went down the drain in 1 second. And if they didn't notice any difference in his father's countenance from that day to the day before. Because his father was such a mindman that, okay, Hashem decided that I should lose my money. Nothing happened. I'll continue onwards with life. If people have money, they lose their money, they jump off the roof. But if they think they're running the world, then their whole life's work went down the drain. So it's worth nothing. Our worth, our value is from how much we live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understand everything is from Hashem. You have people that they want to work on their anger. Instead of screaming, they just look at the other person in a way that the other person falls to pieces. So you can't understand why his kids are always afraid of him, you know, they start screaming at him. He doesn't realize that he's doing the same thing with absence. So, Vayidon, it means that it's not just a matter of what we say, we not say, which once again, this is a madrega, not the screen. So the main thing is to recognize that everything we have is Me'ez Hashem, everything is for them, everything is, so we should show Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm going through it in a fashion that this situation was brought to me, and Me'ez Hashem, for me to grow from it, not for me to bring out my lower side of my existence. And move on together with that. And once the good things happen, then for sure that's the time not to be quiet, not to be like a piece of stone, but to be Moed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have so many things to be Moed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the yont of itself, and the things that we've gone through the past time. Somebody told me that the people asked, how could it be that after Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal started complaining? And he said, well, you know, we went through so many Nisan Ashkoch in the past few months, and not many people did anything about it. They just keep on going on with life. So, you know, things can happen. It's just a matter of how you relate to it, how you use it. It's an opportunity to have more clarity of what life is about, and life is only about building our keshu with our Kodesh Boko, and making ourselves better people. That's the growth of